So to kind of start off with thinking about the anarchy, I think it's actually important to think about why we call it the anarchy anyway. So the anarchy is the conflict between two royal cousins, the Empress Matilda, heiress to the English throne, and Stephen, Count of Blois. And it takes place between 1135 and 48, and it's for the rulership of the Anglo-Norman realms, and this really continues to fascinate historians. Now, the term anarchy is actually coined by the historian Kate Norgate at the end of the 19th century, and it's tended to stick with discussions of the event. However, more recent conversations have moved towards terming the period as actually a time of civil war or conflict. Society didn't break down as much as the term anarchy implies, and royal power doesn't lessen as emphatically as anarchy suggests. There were, of course, battles and skirmishes during this period, but it was not consistent fighting and sieges which caused wild-scale disruption to society. Instead, the conflict between these two royal cousins was to be drawn out. There's lots of constantly changing alliances, fights to maintain control across England and Normandy. But how does this kind of anarchy come about in the first place? Now, Matilda is not the original successor to her father, Henry I of England. Her younger brother, William, was the initial heir to the throne, and he's also known as William Atheling. However, in 1120, an incident called the White Ship Disaster occurred, and on the 25th of November 1120, William and several of his companions were crossing the English Channel from Barfleur, where the ship was wrecked on a submerged rock, and it quickly capsized. Only a butcher from Rouen was reported to have survived. Blame for the incident was placed on the Duke and his companions, who had been drinking heavily prior to embarking on the voyage. William's death was to alter his father's plans for the succession significantly, despite Henry's second marriage to Adeliza of Lavanne, with the intention of begetting another male heir, none were forthcoming. And in January 1127 and April 1128, the Anglo-Norman nobility and bishops swore oaths of loyalty to Matilda as Henry's heir and promised to uphold her claim to the throne upon Henry's death. The author of the pro-Stephen history, the Gesta Stephani, reported that as the nobles were forced to take the oath, it was invalid. However, other chroniclers of the time do not note such enforcement.